Welcome to Pablo's Thought Podcast, hosted by me, Pablo Morales. This is a podcast where I share the things that are interesting to me, such as technology, blogging, the indie web, and more. Thanks for tuning in to the third episode of the podcast. When we travel, we bond with strangers that we meet along the way. Traveling is fun, and you go, and often forget to have conversation with other humans, or we don't have someone to converse with. Today's episode talks about making a friend on a bus when I was a kid. This is something I've been thinking about lately, so let's get started. The other day, I was browsing the web, and I happened to stumble upon this Instagram post. The link will be posted on the episode page. It was a screenshot of a tweet that posted about two girls on a cruise who became best friends for that day. One of the girls was looking for her best friend of that day. Here's what the post said. The post also includes the picture of two girls on the cruise as well. So it said, "In Hawaii, in 2006, we were basically best friends for that night. So I need y'all to help me find my best friend because I miss her and I need to see how she's doing now. Please retweet this so we can be reunited." The girls did end up getting reunited, and it was very sweet and warm to see that even two strangers who met long ago can reunite. Reading this post helped me unlock a memory of an experience I had as a young kid. I remember my family and I took the Greyhound bus back from Mexico all the way back to Nebraska. I know, such a long trip. This was in the early 2000s. So let me tell you, when you're 6 or 7 on the bus from southern Mexico to Nebraska, you feel like dying, you died, and you forgot you died on a 48-hour plus bus ride or however long it was. And maybe I'm being dramatic, but it really wasn't a pleasant ride. Well, at least most of it. I remember when the bus made a stop somewhere in Texas, possibly in Austin or Dallas. I remember I was already having a bad time since I'd been on a bus for an extended amount of time. Then some kid around my age got on the bus with his family. I gave him the nod to acknowledge him. He happened to sit near us. An hour or so had passed, and I was curious and was desperate to talk to someone who wasn't in my family. So I said hello to the kid. And I don't regret doing so. When I said hello right off the bat, we definitely hit it off. We were talking about, just a bunch of nerd stuff that kids our age were interested in. I remember bringing up computers, and we totally lost our minds. I was telling him about the iMac G3s I would use at school or how my friend built a website on his computer. He would tell me about things he'd create on KidsPicks. We also talked about our favorite TV shows, our hobbies, and just the way we grew up, at least the best we could at our young age. We shared stories. The kid was super cool. I hope he thought I was cool too. We had a grand old time. At some point, he and his family had to get off at their transfer point, or it was their final destination. We said our goodbyes. Then I waved at him. He waved back when he was on the ground. It was a very warm and sad moment to say goodbye to my best friend of that day. I unfortunately don't remember his name, and I doubt he remembers mine. At that time, it wasn't common for a young kid to have a cell phone. We didn't exchange any phone numbers or email. But I often think about this. I wish I could find out where he is and to see if he's doing well. Who knows what paths we've taken. I wonder if we crossed paths and not known it again. I hope we get to meet someday and this post comes across him and we can reconnect. If you're out there, man, say hello. Well, if any of you have a story similar to this, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or a follow-up to this episode, feel free to email me at podcast@lifeofpablo.com or send a web mention to the podcast episode page on my website. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.